back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Is the subject of racism one for which a high school should set aside an entire day for students to analyze and discuss? And if so, how should teachers and administrators go about presenting it?
A day such as this, All School Seminar Day, helps students build understanding and gives them a better chance to enter into service with an attitude of partnership.
The goal of our lesson is to explain relevant terms through discussion.
My issues are more like, why are we doing politics? And why are we doing this type of politics? Can we have more balance?
Remember that everyone's intention is to keep New Trier High School a high-performing high school. So assume positive intent, please.
It is 7:13. We welcome Paul Trainer to the studio. I barely had time to say hi to him. We're kind of jamming this morning. And Paul is a proud parent of not one, not two, not three, not four, but five kids. One a New Trier student and four coming. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Hi, Steve.
Does your wife like you?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, nice to have you in. A lot of people probably saw you in Chicago tonight in a segment called Their Heatest Debate Ever, I believe, by the moderator.
Yeah.
The heated part of this is a little tough for folks to understand outside of New Trier have been wrapped up in this. I think there's fair points to be made on either side, but let's just take this on the surface. Seminar day tomorrow. This is something that the school is not surprising anybody with. They have the hole in the calendar to do this if they choose to on a yearly basis, right?
Right, exactly.
And yeah. They don't do it every year?
No, I don't believe they do it every year, but they've done it for quite a few years.
A school that is so dramatically white, what's wrong with having the kids being exposed to diversity and a better understanding of racial relations, especially now?
Well, I think that's a great question, Stephen, an important question. I mean, from our perspective, you know, you said it's hard for people outside of New Trier Township to figure out what all this strife is about. It's tricky for people inside New Trier Township
sure.
as well.
Sure.
And I think that's really kind of what, you know, is the most, troubling thing or concerning thing or confusing thing about this is what exactly is this controversy and where did it come from? Because it certainly doesn't really seem to be taking hold within New Trier Township at all.
So the kids that have been surveyed and the majority of the families that are willing to speak to this, they're okay with this?
Yeah, they did a survey, and I don't know where it is now. It's over 6,000 people that have signed it, and they were able to say it was 84%, I think, or more New Trier alums or parents. And, you know, there's overwhelming support. And this is something, too. It's not like, you know, they did this in the dead of night. I mean, this is, you know, been in the planning for 9 months. The students and teachers, you know, the board, 30, you know, people or more, they've had public meetings about this. I mean, to act like this is somewhat of a controversy is just kind of it's a head-scratcher to most parents I know. But, you know, it's certainly We don't need a lot of help to look bad outside of New Trier Township somehow, you know, but they're doing a good job of making us on the North Shore look a little, you know,
yeah, suspect. And it's very easy to put you guys all in one bucket. You know, my kids went to Neuqua Valley out on the west side, which mm-hmm. is a very white school. You know, when I used to do a joke on stage about it, I go, listen, I wanted my kids to see diversity, so we went to 7-Eleven. Because when you live in a predominantly white community, your kids don't have an accurate view of the world. I don't buy into any of this white guilt nonsense or any of this other stuff that's going mm-hmm. on. But there's nothing wrong with being educated about other people in the world. And by the way, tomorrow on the show, I believe we're going to have somebody on who represents the other side. To discuss this. There's been a couple of folks who have been invited, so we'll see how that develops during the day. But from a parent perspective, mm-hmm. what have you heard from other parents?
Well, overwhelming support, first and foremost. And I mean, I think the white guilt point is really important. But, you know, the thing I'd say is that, you know, the only people that are using the term white guilt are the very small group of people that want to take issue with this.
Right.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you know, one of the things that the other side doesn't seem to want to acknowledge or talk about is the fact that, you know, systemic racism exists as something that is, you know, historically, statistically, culturally part of, you know, the American fabric. I mean, to say that it's not there and to teach our overwhelmingly white and affluent kids that somehow this is not a real issue, you know, it's misrepresenting history.
Well, it does. But also, I would say that when you hear the word systemic racism, people think that it's no better than it was, say, in 1968. You know, and frankly, it is.
Right. Much better.
It's dramatically better. But the idea that it's gone? No, absolutely not. No, there's absolute racism that's out there.
Well, I think the trigger point, if I can, is that, you know, the difficult thing in New Trier, and I think one of the things that makes it so important, is there's this idea of white fragility now, which is kind of one of the leading things around this, which is that if systemic racism exists, which, you know, most people think it does, if you acknowledge it or you, you know, own your part in it, that, you know, you don't have to feel white guilt, but you can't, as a person, not feel like somehow somehow, oh, I did something wrong or I'm bad. So this discussion that we need to have is so essential to say that, like, you know, yes, systemic racism is much better than it was, as you said. It's still there. And I'm not a bad person because I am a white male. I'm not a bad person because I live in the North Shore, you know.
Right, right.
And that's
right.
a distinction, I think, that we really need to make without white guilt, but with honesty.
I would think the goal out of tomorrow ought to be that everybody just is a little better at it.
You'd hope so, yeah. You
know, every kid that goes there.
So a seminar day, so is it a day-long event and there's different speakers? Like, who are some of the speakers who are going to be there talking to the kids, and what specifically will they be talking to them about?
Yeah, sure. So, the you know, there's two campuses for Nutrier. There's, you know, two keynote speakers. One is Andrew Aiden, who works for, you know, Rep. John Lewis and co-wrote March about the Civil Rights March and Selma, the graphic novel. The other is Andrew Aiden, who, or I'm sorry, Andrew Aiden, Colson Whitehead, who wrote mm-hmm. Underground. Both are National Book Award winners. I mean, again, talk about an embarrassment of riches. I mean, in a way, the embarrassing thing at Nutrier is the resources to have two of these, like, top-level, national, recognized authors and artists, and somehow that's controversial. But then after that, there's 100, I think it's 100 breakout, like, kind of seminar sessions that kids can sign up for. So some are about race and culture, some are about, you know, trans, you know, issues and gender issues, some, you know, a smaller percentage, some are about, you know, civil rights. You know, there's a wide range. But those, from what I understand, are almost, or the great majority are student or teacher led, and they've been planning them. You know, I mean, to me, that's education right there. The kids are putting the time into this to get this there. So this interjection by this tiny, you know, cadre of parents at the end just feels like all the more unfortunate.
How much of this is political? We'll get into that in just a second. At 7:19, let's do traffic and then more with Paul Traynor. You got a place that people can follow you, since this has now sucked up most of your life on social media?
Absolutely. Nutrier Movie is on Facebook, and we just launched a Kickstarter for Nutrier Tip of the Spear as well.
All right, and we'll talk a little bit about some of the other stuff you do, podcasts and different things, to try to keep the conversation going. 7:22, seminar day tomorrow at Nutrier. You probably heard a lot about this. Is it coming to your school? Well, in this political climate, with a lot of political action committee money floating around, and the fight over public education being front and center, and a very controversial education secretary in Betsy DeVos, anything's possible. So it's relevant discussion in general. We have not seen any numbers that refute the numbers you've brought us, and that being that the kids, the faculty, the school itself, and the community itself, I should say, are vastly in favor of going ahead with seminar day. It's going to happen, obviously, but I mean going in favor with seminar day, and people generally are in the confused state that I come into this with, which, where's the problem?
Yeah, it's very confusing. There's 100-to-1 support if you look at the small group that's against this filed federal Information Act request with Nutrier Township, and all of the data showed, the emails, the phone calls, 100-to-1 support. You know, they have 6,000 plus things. So where is it coming from? And my theory is that this is kind of a concentrated and orchestrated effort, and that they're not even really trying to make anything happen in Nutrier Township. They're playing to a statewide and a nationwide audience. And honestly, my personal opinion, I think it's an attack on public education. I think they want to dissolve Nutrier Township, and I think they want to introduce vouchers and all of the things that our new Secretary of Education is so in favor of.
Well, there is an argument from the top down about it, and the PAC money that could be traced backwards, you can certainly show that it goes to some very conservative elements.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, the parents who have been swept up on that side of the argument, and I don't mean to make their case, but for the sake of the audience understanding, what are those parents arguing now that they have bought into that side?
Well, they make the point, which I think is valid, that they want to see balance in the presentations, and that they don't want this to be, you know, liberal indoctrination or anti-American or any of the, you know, kind of media quips that this, you know, opposition group put out there about it. But they want to see balance. And I think, you know, a lot of people, whether they're conservative, you know, moderate or progressive, would feel that way in Nutrier Township. But, you know, the reality is it is balance. So, if you only hear a soundbite and you only hear a little bit about this here and there, you'd think, oh, there's this raging controversy. And boy, yes, both sides should be, you know, represented. But, you know, to me, this is the narrative of the false equivalency. You know, there's 100-to-1 support for it. So that means anyone who's progressive and anyone who's conservative and anyone who's moderate in the main supports this. And this tiny, tiny group that doesn't support this, that is filled with professional conservative media personalities, pundits, and like you said, big PAC money. I mean, you know, Dan Proft came and was live tweeting from our event. He's had it on his radio show multiple times. It's been in the little North Cook News pamphlet, which looks like news to me, but I'm not sure it is. You know, they're sitting on $10 million. He doesn't even live in New Trier, but he wants to make fun of these white snobs. It's like, you know, he should be paying property taxes for all the effort he's putting the administration through.
I'd also make the argument that if your concern is indoctrination, you got a problem at your home.
Yeah.
If your child can be indoctrinated into some counter viewpoint in 7 or 8 hours of one school day, that's not the problem. The problem's at the house. There's nothing in the curriculum of this that I've seen that says this is going to be a white people suck day. This is going to be an educational day within the curriculum guidelines of the school board. Am I missing something?
No, I don't think you are at all. And, you know, some of the things they do, they look for inflammatory things. So if we have like one, there's a rapper that's coming in who's going to be talking, I think, about economics and businesses in black communities. But they're putting up all of these lyrics from his songs where he uses the N-word or he says things that are crazy. But I mean, my point on that is, look, if Martin Scorsese came to talk to the kids, every parent in the school would be delighted. They wouldn't expect him to be, you know, reading the script from Goodfellas.
It's perplexing. And I think, again, it loses sight of the major goal of what public education ought to be. It ain't about the parents.
Yeah,
it's
right.
about the kids.
But I think it is about, quite honestly, public education, Stephen. I think that's the scarier thing, you know?
Right.
There was another rumor that some of the parents might not let their kids go to school on this particular day. And I think it's also one of the same days or the same week maybe as the spring sports tryouts. Is that going to be an issue too?
That, from what I understand, is a non-controversy. So I think there was some mention about, you know, if you call in sick, you don't get a tryout for sports, which is true. But they also said if parents want to, you know, have their kids stay home, they can just say they stay home. So, you know, there's a lot of little things that they're kind of wanting to fall on. And I think if you, like you said, you mentioned the interview the other night on, you know, PBS that, you know, they're scolding people and say the school board should be ashamed of themselves. I mean, the tone of the rhetoric is so heated and so crazy, you know, but people pay a little bit of attention. And then all of a sudden it seems like, you know, all those rich, jerky North Shore people are up to it again. I mean, it's a tempest in a teapot.
We're going to, again, make an effort to have the, quote, other side on for this. Dan Proft won't be on, but...
he's not free.
But we want to have the other side represented as well. But in the meantime, I want to tell people what you're doing, because this has kind of sucked up your life, but maybe in a good way. Included in that is a podcast you're doing called Race Bait, which is done with who?
With Tanya Richard. She's a friend of mine, an African-American mother who lives in Evanston. And we sit around her kitchen table and we talk about racism so you don't have to. So it actually started before the seminar day, but that is why I was kind of hyper sensitive to it when I heard this opposition. But, you know, it's an important discussion. So we're doing that. And then the other thing
is the movie.
Is the movie, yes. Right. It's going to be a short documentary at this point. But, you know, like I said, we're calling it New Trier Tip of the Spear because I don't think this is really, at the end of the day, about tomorrow at all. I think that there is a very clear agenda in place both in New Trier Township and nationwide. And I think they've managed very carefully to get 2 or 3 or 10 or 20, they won't say how many there are, but parents who are very politically, aggressively against this public school system, and they've turned it into a story that's now on CNN and the Wall Street Journal and the Weekly Standard. I mean, it's quite a story.
And the problem is, in the limited time that the news has to handle a particular story, and this one being as broad as it is, you're going to get a narrow view one way or another.
Yeah, so that's the goal. So we're going to try to make a 25 or 30 minute movie, and we think we need to do it before the April 4th New Trier Township elections, because we think that this is really going to have an impact on that. And, you know, the story needs to be told. So we're trying to raise some money on Kickstarter. If you're a public ed teacher or a student or whatever, give us a buck. I mean, we want to make this a community effort. But like you said, it's a complex story. We need the time to tell it. And you know, time's ticking.
Where do you search on Kickstarter?
Kickstarter, it's a New Trier Tip of the Spear movie, or you can find us at New Trier Movie on Facebook.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thanks.
And good luck with this tomorrow. Where will you be tomorrow?
Hiding under my bed with the lights off.
Back with the big story next. Mayor Rahm Emanuel in 10 minutes on 720 WGN.